2. Wedding traditions in Ukraine. Exercise 2, pages 24 to 25. A wedding is a major event in Ukraine, and wedding traditions around the country differ depending on where the wedding is held. Generally, a wedding that takes place in the countryside, especially in the regions of western Ukraine, is an exciting event that is full of colour and symbolic rituals. Engagement. Everything starts with the formal engagement, when the groom, together with two male village elders, starosti, visits the bride's parents and asks them for her hand. The groom offers a ransom for his bride, usually some money or jewellery. The bride's parents bring out a woman or man dressed as the bride and covered with a veil, so the groom can't see her face. When the groom realizes that it is not his love and asks for his true bride, the family demands a bigger ransom. Once the ransom is accepted, the bride's family offers the bride to the groom. The groom never leaves empty-handed. If the bride's parents see him to the door with a pumpkin, it means that his offer of marriage has not been accepted. If the bride accepts, he is given traditional embroidered towels. The starosti. The starosti have an important role in the wedding celebrations. They are usually two family members or friends, one from the bride's and one from the groom's side. Often, the godparents act as the starosti. They are the official witnesses to the marriage, and they may be the MCs, masters of ceremonies, as well. When there were still arranged marriages taking place, the starosti were the official matchmakers. Now, their duties include leading the wedding procession, carrying the icons into the church, and introducing relatives from different sides of the families to each other. At the end of the event, the starosti cut and give out a special bread called korovai. The korovai. Some days before the wedding ceremony, the bride's and groom's families bake the korovai, a special wedding bread. This looks like a cake. It can have between 1 and 5 tiers, and it is decorated with beautiful and complex designs. The korovai is made by happily married women whose luck and good fate will rub off on the married couple. The korovai is present throughout the whole wedding. It is close to the altar during the ceremony, and then, at the reception, it is placed somewhere where everyone can see it. At the end of the party, the korovai is cut and shared among the guests. The ceremony. On the day of the wedding, which is usually on a Saturday or a Sunday, there is an official civil ceremony, which is then followed by a church service. One of the many folk traditions surrounding the ceremony is that of stepping on a towel. An embroidered towel is spread on the floor, and it is said that the first person, the bride or the groom, to step on the towel will be the head of the family. After the ceremony, it is customary to take the couple around the area and take photos of them in pretty settings, such as parks, riversides, or monuments. After this, it's time for them to go to the reception hall. There, they will be welcomed by their parents, who will offer them a tray that contains symbolic gifts that include bread, honey, wine, and salt. People may also throw wheat, sweets, and coins to the newlyweds to wish them health and wealth. Wedding clothes. Ordinarily, the groom wears a Western-style dark suit and the bride wears a white dress. Most couples add a traditional touch to their outfits. The bride's headpiece may be in the shape of a traditional wreath. Also, both the bride's and the groom's outfits may have matching traditional motifs embroidered on them. Another custom is for the couple to wear wedding crowns. Today, many couples like to dress in national costume for the church ceremony. The wedding reception. After the ceremony, it is time to honour the new couple and have fun. Everyone dances the night away and takes part in traditional wedding activities. There are entertaining contests organized by the MC, and everyone joins in the fun. One custom is for guests to try and kidnap the bride and demand a ransom for her return. Another part of the wedding ritual has the groom clean a pair of boots and put them on his mother-in-law's feet. This shows his devotion to the family of the bride. Unmarried girls look forward to catching the bride's wedding bouquet when she throws it. The wedding celebrations are officially over when the bride is covered with the wedding shawl. This shows her new role as a wife.